These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to the challenge. Today is day 99 out of a 100-day guided meditation challenge. Meditation for transcendence, that is, with a vibration. 99 days. Two more days to go. Congratulations if you've come this far. If this is the first time that you meditate, then warm welcome. You can meditate with us today, and then if you would like, you can go back to day one. I would like to celebrate you. I would like to celebrate the challenge by offering you a gift. It is a 50% discount to my course, Transcendence and Meditation, a deep dive into transcendence, into meditation, into techniques and theories and philosophy. And if you're one of the first 100 members to join us, you'll also benefit from a one-on-one session with myself on Zoom so that we can connect on a more personal level. This discount is available until the end of the challenge. Today is day 99, so tomorrow it will expire. So if you would like to, if you're interested, have a look in the description below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. If you have any question or you need any kind of support, please let me know. Send me an email, a message on Instagram, or just check in the description also for ways to contact me. But first, let's do our meditation. Let's meditate today. I'm so happy to meditate. I feel particularly grateful today on day 99 of our recordings, so that's awesome. Make sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. If you need to turn off your phone, do so now. If you need to tell your people that you're living with, your roommates, your spouse, your friends, your cats, not to disturb you during the entirety of the meditation, please do so. If you have the opportunity, please give yourself a little bit of a buffer of time after the meditation also. After the meditation is over, and please do the meditation right until the end. And when it is over, I will give you a prompt for contemplation. So if you add yourself a little bit of a buffer of time after that, 4 or 5 minutes at least, you'll have the opportunity to do this. After we meditate, we created the space, the stillness, this calm, the serenity, this place of another kind of intelligence, another kind of creativity. And so you'll be able to ponder on the important questions of life. You can sit on the floor, you can sit on a chair, it doesn't matter, as long as you're able to have a good posture, as long as you're able to meditate. So nice and tall, with dignity, with pride. We start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose, somebody that you know, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with, or also to yourself if this is what you feel like is the most appropriate at this time. You do this by closing your eyes, putting your hands to your heart. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, you project your love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate. And don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts. And certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go. Let it float away. Put your focus gently on the sensations in your body. If you feel like moving, move, but stay seated. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Take your time to get reacquainted to the environment around you. I'd like to read a little passage from the Tao Te Ching, from Lao Tzu. Please contemplate on that passage. Give yourself the opportunity to open to more than one perspective when you interpret this passage. And if you would like to, you can let us know in the comment section below how this resonates on you, how you interpret it in different ways, with different angles, different degrees of perspective, and how you can apply this knowledge today and every day, moment to moment in your life, as we all work on becoming better humans, better people. He says, "A great nation is like a great man. When he makes a mistake, he realizes it. Having realized it, he admits it. Having admitted it, he corrects it. He considers those who point out his faults as his most benevolent teachers. He thinks of his enemy as the shadow that he himself casts." Thank you so much for meditating with us today. I appreciate you, I see you, I feel you, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 100 of our meditation challenge. Take care. Bye-bye.